This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Africa must not be viewed merely as a source of raw materials, but as a continent that must lead in value creation and sustainable growth. Addressing the Namibian Parliament, Mr. Modi reiterated India's strong support for the African Union's Agenda 2063, particularly its industrialization goals. He reaffirmed India's commitment to deepening collaboration in key sectors such as defense and security.
Africa must lead in value creation and sustainable growth. That is why we fully support Africa's Agenda 2063 for industrialization. We are ready to expand our cooperation in defense and security. India values Africa's role in world affairs. We championed Africa's voice during our G20 presidency, and we proudly welcome the African Union as a permanent member of the G20.
Calling for collective action, the Prime Minister urged African nations to build a future not through power but through partnership, while preserving their indigenous identities. He said, India is deeply concerned about the global south and believes in growing together with the world, not just individually. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi today after his five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. Prime Minister interacted with the head of the states of these nations to discuss further strengthening of ties with India during his visit. Mr. Modi also attended the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. These visits were aimed at reinforcing India's bonds across the global south, strengthen partnerships on both sides of the Atlantic, and deepen engagements in the multilateral platforms such as BRICS, the African Union, ECOWAS, and the CARICOM. In a major recruitment push, Indian Railways has issued over 9,000 appointments in the first quarter of the financial year 2025-26. Railways said it will offer more than 50,000 jobs by the end of the current fiscal. Since November 2024, the Railway Recruitment Boards, RRBs, have conducted computer-based tests, CBTs, for over 1.86 crore candidates. An earthquake of magnitude 4.4 on the Richter scale was felt in Delhi NCR this morning. According to the National Center of Seismology, the epicenter of the earthquake was in Jhajjar, Haryana. India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for the next 2 days. The weather agency has forecast heavy to moderate rainfall over northern and eastern parts of the country. These include Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and East Uttar Pradesh today, while East Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till the 15th of this month. Monsoon showers lashed Delhi yesterday evening, providing relief from the humidity. Waterlogging and traffic disruptions were reported in several localities as a result of the heavy downpour. Delhi International Airport has issued a passenger advisory owing to heavy downpour in Delhi NCR region. It has asked them to consider alternatives modes of transport, including Delhi Metro, to reach the airport and avoid potential delays. In Test cricket, India and host England will clash in the third test of the five-match Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Lord's this afternoon. The match will begin at 3 p.m. in Indian Standard Time, with Jasprit Bumrah poised to return for this test after he was rested in Birmingham. India's bowling lineup appears significantly bolstered. Meanwhile, England announced their playing 11, with fast bowler Jofra Archer making his test comeback after 4 years. Speaking ahead of the match in a press briefing in London, vice captain Rishabh Pant said it is going to be a good contest as Jofra Archer is coming back after a long break.
Personally, whenever I step on the field, I always enjoy my cricket and try to give my 200%. Not particularly about any individual, just being on the field. Yes, it's going to be a good contest always because he's also coming back after a long break.
The Indian benchmark indices opened flat today amid mixed global cues. And that is the end of the news bulletin.